from everything that we have been learning, it seems that in order to truly get through, so to speak, to Hashem, one has to know the names of Hashem so that we can call out and do this kriya in a proper fashion. But who among us knows those names? Maybe Moshe Rabbeinu had that power. And Chazal say that when he davened, Hashem called out to the Malachim and told them to hurry and shut the windows of heaven to keep out those tefillahs of Moshe Rabbeinu when he wanted to daven that he should be allowed into Eretz Yisrael. The Medrash says that his tefillahs were like a sword that can cut through anything because he understood how to address Hashem with the Shem HaMeforash. So yeah, when you daven in that fashion, nothing can stand in the way of tefillah. But what will we do? So the Medrash goes on to say that the tefillah of an ani, of a poor person, which means anyone who is suffering and realizes that he has nothing and no way to help themselves without Hashem's intervention, is equivalent and even more powerful than Moshe Rabbeinu's tefillah. The reason is that someone who truly recognizes how much he needs Hashem and calls out with true bitachin and simcha to Hashem, relying on him totally, because he knows that Hashem is a Baal HaRachamim without any limits, so he's identified Hashem's name in a general way. And through his bitachin, his tefillahs have the same power as Moshe Rabbeinu's tefillahs. There's a fascinating Gemara in Brachas about one of Rabbi Eliezer's Tamidim, who was davening for the Amid, he was a Shlich Tzibur, and he was being very maruch. It was taking a very long time. He kept on adding to the tefillah with many different kinds of requests, bakashas, techinois, and the Talmidim complained to Rabbi Eliezer, look how long this person is taking. Look how maruch he is. Rabbi Eliezer answered, is he davening longer than Moshe Rabbeinu davened? Moshe davened for 40 days and 40 nights when he was trying to save Klal Yisrael from the Egel, that Avera. Another time, the Gemara says, a Talmud davened and he davened very quickly without adding anything. And the Talmud once again complained. They weren't happy. Look how short he's davening. Even that way they complained. And Rabbi Eliezer answered, is he shorter than Moshe Rabbeinu? Who all he said when he was davening for Miriam, his sister Miriam, he just said, Kelna Rafana Allah. Hashem, please save her. So this is an interesting Gemara. Now we can understand that someone who davens long and adds many things to his tefillah is something special, which Rabbi Eliezer compared to Moshe Rabbeinu's tefillah. And we know Chazal say that anyone who davens long enough and you're mayruch and you don't stop, eventually will get answered. But why did Rabbi Eliezer find chashivus in the person who davened very short and quickly and succinctly? Is that something special as well? Chazal are demonstrating an amazing point. Someone who understands how to daven the correct way, with the proper kriya, addressing Hashem in the proper way with the right kavana, it doesn't take many tefillahs to accomplish this purpose. For example, Chazal explain the pasuk that Yaakov Avinu said. He conquered Shechem, Becharbi of Akashti, with his sword and his bow. And Targum says, and Chazal say, it means Be'usi with Salusi, with my tefillah. He conquered Shechem through davening. That's how he conquered Shechem. They fought, but that's how he won, through tefillah. Now, the pasuk is then comparing tefillah to a sword and a bow. Now, we know if someone is an expert with the bow, they shoot one arrow and it finds its mark. If we see someone that keeps on shooting and shooting and shooting and shooting until they hit something, then we know they're not expert marksmen. That's why they have to keep on shooting until they finally hit something. So likewise, someone who is a skilled swordsman can kill with one stab. But Cain, the very first murderer in the world, he didn't know how to kill Havel, Chazal say, so he kept on hitting and hitting and hitting until he finally killed him. So likewise, Moshe Rabbeinu understood the power of tefillah. And he was skilled in kriya and skilled in that. So with one short tefillah, he accomplished his purpose. That's what this Gemara of Rabbi Eliezer is saying. He's saying that this person, you can daven short. You can daven quickly. You can say just what's needed to be said. And that's enough if you know what you're doing. And you design your tefillah properly and you have the right emotional backup to your tefillah. It can accomplish everything with one shot.